it's really serious because the debt situation is really bad. The war situation is bad. And whenever there is big debts and wars, you get inflation and you get currency debasement. And if you don't have any hard assets, especially gold and silver, your savings will be wiped out in terms of...
You're watching Silver News Daily. Subscribe for more.
Silver has been making moves that leave even seasoned investors shaking their heads. One moment it's surging past levels few thought possible. The next it's plunging in violent corrections that wipe billions off the market in a matter of hours. To the average observer, it looks chaotic, unpredictable, maybe even dangerous. But according to Mario Inecco, these so-called crazy moves in silver are not random at all. In fact, they may be the early warning signs of something much bigger unfolding behind the scenes in the global financial system. Because when you step back and look at the bigger picture, the world right now is sitting on a powder keg. Governments are drowning in debt, geopolitical tensions are rising, and currencies around the world are quietly losing their purchasing power. Throughout history, whenever you see this combination of massive debt, global conflict, and monetary instability, the outcome is almost always the same. Inflation accelerates, confidence in paper. Money begins to erode, and investors start searching for assets that cannot be printed out of thin air. That is exactly where silver enters the story. For thousands of years, silver has served as real money, a store of value that survives when financial systems begin to crack under pressure. But what makes this moment particularly fascinating is that silver is not just a monetary metal anymore. It has become a critical industrial resource used in everything from solar panels and electric vehicles to advanced electronics and modern infrastructure. That means silver today sits at the crossroads of two powerful forces. On one side, you have monetary demand from investors trying to protect themselves from inflation and currency debasement. On the other side, you have explosive industrial demand from a rapidly electrifying world economy, and yet, despite all of this, most people are still asleep to what is happening. They see the price volatility and assume the market is unstable when in reality. Volatility is often what happens right before a major breakout. The same pattern has repeated throughout financial history. Before every major bull market in commodities, there is always a period where prices move violently, shaking out weak hands and confusing the majority of investors. Mario Inecco believes that is exactly what we are witnessing right now. These dramatic price swings are not signs of weakness. They are signals that the market is under immense pressure. Pressure created by global debt levels that have never been higher, by geopolitical tensions that continue to escalate, and by a monetary system that is being stretched to its absolute limits. If those pressures continue to build, the implications for silver could be enormous. Because when investors finally realize that traditional financial assets can no longer protect their wealth, they begin moving into hard assets in waves. And when that shift happens, it rarely moves slowly. It moves violently. So the real question is not why silver has been making these crazy moves. The real question is whether these moves are just the beginning of something far bigger that could reshape the entire precious metals market. And to understand that, we first need to look closely at the recent volatility in silver itself, because what appears chaotic on the surface may actually be the clearest signal yet that the market is preparing for its next major move.
I mean, first of all, it is confusing because the Supreme Court says that in times of peace, it's according to the U.S. Constitution, it's Congress that decides on tariffs, not the executive branch. So they've got a point there. I think Trump is using a 1977 law or something to justify the tariffs. And it's, I guess he's not listening to the Supreme Court because he's just come out and increased the global tariff, as they call it, to 15%. I'm not sure how that's going to play out in terms of internal problems between the executive and the Supreme Court, and what maybe, you know, companies, American companies that actually pay the tariffs, they might sue the government because they might argue, well, the Supreme Court is saying it's illegal. But more broadly, Elijah, I think that one of the reasons Trump is imposing tariffs, well, yeah, it's to try to bring manufacturing back, but he's also justifying it so that the revenue that they collect is used to pay off, you know, to improve the fiscal situation. So you have to wonder if the U.S. Treasury has to pay back, reimburse a lot of American companies that pay tariffs, how that will impact the budget deficit. And that could impact as well bond yields because, the Treasury will be having a bigger debt burden. So it's uncertain. In terms of gold and silver, I think it's quite bullish because we saw yesterday after this announcement by the Supreme Court that gold and silver took off quite strongly. I think it creates even more uncertainty in the markets. And when there's uncertainty, you want to have precious metals, I think.
When most people look at silver's recent price action, all they see is chaos. One week, the price is exploding higher, breaking through levels that analysts said would take years to reach. The next week, it collapses violently, shaking confidence and convincing many investors that the rally is already over. But this kind of volatility is not unusual in the silver market. In fact, it is one of the most consistent characteristics of every major silver bull run throughout history. We recently saw silver surge above the $80 level, a move that shocked many traders who were expecting a slower climb. Then, almost immediately after that surge, came a brutal correction where the price dropped toward $70 in a very short period of time. For many investors, this kind of move feels like a disaster. But experienced precious metals investors understand something important about silver. It is one of the most volatile major assets in the world, and during the early stages of a bull market, that volatility becomes even more extreme. Historically, silver rarely moves in a straight line. It moves in violent bursts. When momentum builds, prices can surge rapidly as buyers rush into the market, but those surges are often followed by sharp pullbacks that shake out weak hands and create doubt. This pattern is not a sign that the market is failing. It is actually the process through which a strong trend develops. If we look back at previous cycles, the same behavior appears again and again. In the late 1970s, silver experienced explosive rallies, followed by brutal corrections, before eventually reaching its historic peak near $50. The same pattern repeated during the run-up to 2011. Silver climbed aggressively, collapsed multiple times along the way, and then surged again before reaching its peak. Every time the market corrected, many investors believed the bull market was over, but each correction simply reset the market before the next major leg, higher. That is why many analysts are paying very close attention to what silver has done recently. After falling sharply toward $70, the metal quickly recovered and pushed back above the $84 level. Recoveries like that often signal underlying strength in the market because they show that buyers are stepping in aggressively whenever prices drop. Another interesting development is that precious metals have been significantly outperforming traditional financial markets. While stock indexes have struggled to gain momentum, both gold and silver have posted strong gains this year. That divergence is important because it suggests capital may already be starting to shift away from risk assets and toward hard assets. This is the kind of environment where silver tends to thrive. When uncertainty increases and investors begin questioning the stability of financial markets, demand for tangible assets begins to rise. And because silver's market is relatively small, compared to gold or equities, even a modest shift of capital can create very large price movements. What makes the current situation even more interesting is that these price swings are happening at the same time. The global economic environment is becoming increasingly unstable. Massive government debts, political turmoil, and rising geopolitical tensions are all creating the kind of uncertainty that historically drives investors toward precious metals. So the volatility we are seeing in silver right now may not be a warning sign at all. It may actually be the market's way of preparing for a much larger move. Because when silver begins reacting to deeper structural problems in the global financial system, price swings like these often become the early stages of something far more powerful. And that brings us to one of the biggest forces currently building beneath the surface of the global economy, a force that has historically been one of the most powerful drivers of precious metals prices, the global debt crisis.
Like I said in my latest video, we're up about 18% in both gold and silver year to date, while the S&P is up less than 1% year to date. NASDAQ is down 1% year to date. And if you remember back in December, at the time, I think it was sometime just before Christmas, silver traded up to 84. And then it crashed on Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas, we call that here in the UK. It crashed to 70. So yesterday we closed above 84, like 84.60 spot silver. So that's bullish. The other thing I noticed yesterday was the first week in a month that silver was up on the week. So I think that's encouraging. And gold, Elijah, actually, it closed just above 5,100 on the spot yesterday. So not only did it close above 5,000, but above 5,100. So yeah, I'm still encouraged by it. And also, aside from the tariff situation, we've got geopolitics, which is not improving either. So if I think you want to cover that as well, I'll leave it up to you to tell me when you want to talk about that, but I could segue into it.
Behind all the noise in the markets right now, there is a much bigger story unfolding, and it revolves around one simple word that most politicians try very hard not to talk about. Debt. Not just ordinary levels of debt, but debt on a scale the world has never seen before. Governments across the globe have spent decades building financial systems that depend on borrowing more money every single year just to keep functioning. And today, that system is reaching a level where the numbers are becoming almost impossible to sustain. In the United States alone, government debt has exploded into the tens of trillions, and the pace of borrowing continues to accelerate. Every year, the government spends far more than it collects in taxes, which means it must constantly issue new bonds to cover the difference. But this is not just an American problem. Europe, Japan, China, and many other major economies are facing similar situations where debt levels have ballooned to historic extremes. The entire global financial system has essentially become dependent on cheap credit and constant borrowing. For a long time, this system appeared to work because interest rates remained extremely low. Governments could borrow enormous sums of money while paying relatively small interest costs. But as inflation pressures rise and borrowing continues to expand, that delicate balance begins to break down. When interest rates increase even slightly, the cost of servicing that massive debt starts to rise dramatically. This creates a dangerous feedback loop. Governments must borrow more money to pay the interest on the debt they already have. That additional borrowing increases deficits even further, which then requires even more debt issuance in the future. It becomes a cycle that is extremely difficult to escape. And throughout financial history, when debt levels reach these kinds of extremes, the outcome is rarely pleasant for fiat currencies. Governments typically respond by expanding the money supply in order to keep the system functioning. In simple terms, more currency units are created to support the growing debt burden. But when the supply of money increases faster than the production of real goods and services, the purchasing power of that currency begins to decline. This is the process known as currency debasement, and it has happened repeatedly throughout history. From the Roman Empire reducing the silver content of its coins, to modern central banks printing trillions of dollars during financial crises, the pattern remains the same. When governments become trapped by debt, the easiest solution is almost always to create more money. For investors, this is where the role of precious metals becomes incredibly important. Gold and silver cannot be printed by central banks. They cannot be created with a few keystrokes on a computer. Their supply grows slowly through mining, which makes them fundamentally different from fiat currencies that can expand almost
endlessly. Mario Ineco has repeatedly pointed out that when you combine massive government debt with rising geopolitical tensions and growing economic uncertainty, you create the perfect environment for precious metals to thrive. In those situations, investors begin looking for assets that preserve purchasing power over time. Silver, in particular, has historically responded very aggressively when confidence in currencies begins to weaken. Because the silver market is much smaller than the gold market, capital flowing into it can push prices dramatically higher in a relatively short period of time. And right now, the conditions that have historically triggered major precious metals bull markets are beginning to appear all at once. Governments are accumulating more debt than ever before. Central banks are trapped between fighting inflation and preventing economic collapse, and global political tensions continue to escalate. When all of these forces converge, it places enormous
strain on the financial system. Investors start to question the long-term stability of currencies and government bonds, and when that shift in perception begins, money often moves quickly into hard assets. That is why many analysts believe the debt crisis is not just another economic issue. It may be the underlying catalyst that eventually drives a massive revaluation in precious metals. But debt alone is not the only force creating instability right now. Political decisions and global trade conflicts are adding another layer of uncertainty to the financial system, and those developments could play an equally powerful role in shaping the future of the silver market.
And one of the worrying signs is that the U.S. has sent so much, a big fleet of ships to the Middle East. The other thing I noticed, a friend sent me a message earlier today that back last year when the U.S. bombed Iran, I think the day before, there was an earthquake in Iran, low on the Richter scale. Just today, apparently, there was another earthquake in Iran, and the speculation is that these are not really earthquakes. It's the Iranians doing nuclear testing underground. So, yeah, Trump said yesterday he was going to give Iran 15 days to agree to the terms that the Americans are giving them. But you never know. Something could happen this weekend. We're speaking here on the 21st of February on the Saturday. Oil, it seems to be taking off a little bit. It's around $66, the WTI. But I would expect it to go a lot higher if there's some kind of skirmish in Iran. And the worrying thing about Iran is that if Trump really goes after Iran, it could bring in Russia and China, and that would make it a very serious, like...
Just before we get going, we just launched the official Silver News Daily Telegram. To kick things off, we're running a 10-ounce silver giveaway. Yes, real physical silver, not a voucher, not digital credits, actual bullion. This Telegram will be our new home for real-time silver discussions, market insights, collection picks, and everything precious metals. It's where the community truly comes alive. Here's how to enter the 10-ounce silver giveaway. Be subscribed to Silver News Daily on YouTube. Turn on the notification bell. Comment 10-ounce giveaway on 3 separate videos. Be an active member of the Telegram group and say hi. Once we hit 500 active Telegram members, we'll pick one lucky winner to receive 10 ounces of silver shipped directly to you. So get in early, stay active. Beyond debt and trade tensions, there is another powerful force quietly influencing the precious metals market right now, and that is rising geopolitical instability.
Throughout history, periods of conflict have almost always been accompanied by major shifts in commodity markets, particularly in assets like gold, silver, and energy. And today, the geopolitical landscape is becoming increasingly fragile. One region drawing significant attention is the Middle East, where tensions surrounding Iran have been steadily escalating. Military movements, naval deployments, and rising diplomatic pressure have all contributed to an atmosphere where markets are beginning to price in the possibility of a larger confrontation. Even rumors or speculation surrounding potential military actions can send ripples through global markets because investors understand that the consequences of conflict in this region could be enormous. The Middle East sits at the center of the global energy system. Roughly a fifth of the world's daily oil supply moves through the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow shipping passage that has long been considered one of the most strategically important choke points in the global economy. If a major conflict were to disrupt that flow of oil, energy prices could surge rapidly, sending shockwaves through the entire global financial system. And rising energy prices rarely exist in isolation. When oil becomes more expensive, transportation costs rise, manufacturing costs increase, and food prices often follow. That chain reaction can push inflation higher across nearly every sector of the economy. For investors, this environment once again reinforces the appeal of hard assets like silver and gold, which historically perform well when inflation accelerates and economic uncertainty rises. But the potential implications of geopolitical conflict extend far beyond energy prices alone. The modern global economy is deeply interconnected, and tensions between major powers can quickly escalate into broader financial disruptions. If conflicts begin drawing in larger nations or alliances, markets could experience sudden shifts in capital flows as investors rush toward assets perceived as safe havens. This is where precious metals often play a critical role. During times of war or major geopolitical instability, confidence in financial markets and government institutions can weaken. Investors begin looking for assets that exist outside political systems, assets that retain value regardless of which governments or alliances hold power. Silver historically benefits from this environment in two distinct ways. First, it shares many of the monetary characteristics that make gold attractive during times of crisis. Investors seeking protection from financial instability often allocate funds to both metals. But silver also carries a second advantage that becomes increasingly important during periods of industrial disruption. Because it is essential for modern technology and infrastructure, any disruption in global supply chains can tighten silver availability even further. And that combination of monetary demand and industrial demand creates a powerful dynamic. When geopolitical tensions rise, both sides of silver's demand profile can strengthen at the same time. Investors want it as a store of value, while industries still require it as a critical raw material. What makes the current moment particularly interesting is that geopolitical risk is not emerging in isolation. It is appearing alongside record levels of global debt, rising inflation pressures, and increasing political instability across many regions. Each of these forces alone could influence commodity markets, but when they begin to converge, the impact can become far more dramatic. Markets have a tendency to react slowly at first, and then suddenly, all at once. And when geopolitical shocks intersect with fragile economic conditions, the reaction can be explosive. For precious metals like silver, those moments often mark the beginning of powerful price movements that few investors initially expect.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was North Star's bad charts. They have a pretty big volume on X. They looked at how correlated the oil price and the silver price are since 1860, and they seem to follow each other. And right now it's divergent. You know, oil needs to catch up with silver. And I don't think silver will catch down, so to speak, with oil. So yeah, I think oil is looking good. A long-term chart, we're breaking out of a falling wedge, which is usually very bullish. Unfortunately, that might signal that there will be some kind of conflict in the Middle East. And I think about 20% of the daily oil production goes through the Strait of Hormuz. And there's always the fear that the Iranians might try to block that strait if a conflict starts, if the U.S. Bombs Iran, for example. Some people think, though, that the Americans might do some kind of, move like they did in Venezuela, of just like neutralizing the leadership in Iran. So that wouldn't really be using all the weapons. I know they're sending all their warships to the area, but that could be a decoy, and they might be just interested in getting rid of the leadership in Iran. That might not really get the oil price that high, because they might just change the regime, and no shots, so to speak, will be fired, and there will be no kinetic conflict. So still uncertain about that. But oil, technically, though, it definitely looks like it's an opportunity.
Besides gold, silver, oil, do you see any other commodities that are undervalued at the moment?
Copper has done really well of late, and I think it's going to continue to go higher. The Bloomberg Commodity Index, I think it's up about 9% this year. So as a whole, I think commodities, X, gold and silver, are undervalued. So I would play it more like that.
Another major force adding fuel to the silver market right now is the growing wave of political and economic uncertainty spreading across the global economy. In recent months, we have seen renewed tensions surrounding tariffs and international trade, and these developments are beginning to ripple through financial markets in ways many investors may not fully appreciate yet. One of the most striking developments has been the legal and political battle surrounding the authority to impose tariffs. A decision from the Supreme Court challenged the use of executive power to implement certain trade measures, arguing that under the Constitution, it is Congress that ultimately holds authority over tariffs during peacetime. But almost immediately after that decision, new announcements emerged suggesting that broad tariffs could still be implemented globally, with rates being discussed around 10% and even rising toward 15%. This kind of political back and forth creates enormous uncertainty for businesses, investors, and governments around the world. Companies that rely on global supply chains suddenly face unpredictable costs. International trade relationships become strained. Markets struggle to price in the potential consequences because the situation can shift rapidly depending on political decisions or legal outcomes. But beyond the immediate confusion, there is a deeper economic implication behind tariffs that many people overlook. Tariffs effectively act as a tax on imported goods. When those costs rise, they are often passed along through the supply chain until they eventually reach consumers. That process pushes prices higher across large sections of the economy, adding another layer of inflationary pressure. And inflation, historically, has always been one of the strongest drivers of precious metals demand. When the cost of living rises and the purchasing power of currency begins to fall, investors naturally start looking for ways to protect their wealth. Gold and silver have served that role for centuries, which is why periods of rising inflation often coincide with strong moves in precious metals markets. There is also another dimension to the tariff situation that could have major financial consequences. Governments sometimes justify tariffs as a way to generate revenue that can help address fiscal deficits. In theory, taxing imported goods could bring additional funds into government coffers. But if tariffs trigger legal disputes or economic disruptions, the situation can become far more complicated. For example, if businesses that are forced to pay tariffs challenge those policies in court and eventually win reimbursement claims, governments could suddenly find themselves responsible for repaying large sums of money. that would add even more pressure to already strained budgets and potentially increase government borrowing even further. This is where the link between political decisions and the precious metals market becomes clearer. Every time uncertainty increases around fiscal stability, trade relationships, or government finances, investors begin reassessing where they want to store their wealth. Assets tied directly to government systems, such as bonds or currencies, can suddenly look far less secure, and that shift in perception can push capital toward hard assets that exist outside the traditional financial system. Silver and gold benefit directly from that shift because they represent tangible stores of value that cannot be manipulated through policy decisions or monetary expansion. What we are witnessing now is a combination of legal uncertainty, political maneuvering, and economic tension all unfolding at the same time. Markets thrive on stability and predictability, but the global environment is becoming increasingly unpredictable. When that happens, investors start looking for protection. And historically, when the world enters periods of economic conflict, trade wars, and rising inflation, precious metals tend to move from being ignored assets to becoming some of the most sought-after investments in the entire market. But political and economic tension does not stop with trade disputes. In many cases, these financial pressures exist alongside growing geopolitical risks. And those risks can sometimes reshape commodity markets almost overnight.
Every asset, like a saving instrument. And there are people who don't look at it like that, who don't understand the monetary nature of gold and silver, and they trade it like through the futures or ETFs. And maybe in the short term, it is time to take profit. But even then, I don't think it is anymore. I think the time to take profit would have been like at the end of January. But I think it was Jim Sinclair who said you need to try to be your own central bank and have your own gold and silver reserves. And central banks, they don't take profit on gold and silver because it's money. So that's the way I look at it. If you look at Venezuela back in 2017, just before their hyperinflation, you would have done well at one point to take profit. I think it was 10,000 bolivars an ounce, and then it dropped to 6, and you might have taken profit and felt really clever. But then in a year and a half or two, that currency was just gone, and silver was priceless. And I think we're going towards that kind of environment. It might not be as extreme as Venezuela, but it's going to be inflationary. So, unless you have something that you want to buy, some kind of other investment that you find attractive relative to gold, or if you have an emergency, I personally wouldn't be getting rid of my gold and silver to park it in, dying fiat currencies. That's the way.
There is a fascinating relationship in the commodity markets that most investors rarely pay attention to. Yet historically, it has been one of the clearest signals of major shifts in the global economy. That relationship is the long-term connection between oil prices and silver prices. When analysts study data going all the way back to the 19th century, they often notice that these two commodities tend to move in the same general direction over time. Energy and precious metals are both deeply tied to industrial activity, inflation, and the overall health of the global economy, which is why their price trends often mirror each other across long cycles. But every once in a while, something unusual happens. The relationship breaks down, and the two markets begin moving in very different directions. When that divergence becomes large enough, it usually signals that one of the two markets is mispriced relative to the other. And right now, we are witnessing one of those rare divergences. Silver has surged dramatically over the past year, climbing to levels that would have seemed almost unimaginable not long ago. Meanwhile, oil, one of the most important commodities in the world economy, has remained surprisingly subdued. Prices have been hovering far below the levels we saw during previous commodity booms, even though global demand for energy continues to remain strong.
Historically, when this type of divergence appears, it does not last forever. Eventually, the imbalance corrects itself. Either silver would have to fall dramatically, or oil would have to rise significantly in order for the historical relationship to reassert itself. And when analysts examine the broader economic environment, many believe the second outcome is far more likely. There are already signs that oil may be preparing for a major breakout. Long-term price charts show the formation of patterns that often appear before large upward moves in commodity markets. If geopolitical tensions continue to escalate, or if supply disruptions occur in key energy-producing regions, oil prices could rise very quickly. And if that happens, the ripple effects throughout the global economy could be enormous. Rising energy prices feed directly into inflation because energy costs are embedded in almost every product and service in modern society. Transportation, manufacturing, agriculture, and construction all depend heavily on energy. When oil becomes more expensive, the cost of living tends to rise across the board. This kind of inflationary environment historically creates extremely favorable conditions for precious metals. Investors begin seeking protection from the erosion of purchasing power, and demand for hard assets increases rapidly. In past commodity supercycles, rising oil prices and rising precious metal prices often reinforced each other, creating powerful momentum across the entire commodity complex. For silver specifically, this dynamic can become even more explosive. Silver benefits not only from monetary demand during inflationary periods, but also from industrial demand that grows alongside expanding energy and infrastructure projects. When both of those demand drivers strengthen at the same time, the market can tighten very quickly. What makes the current situation so interesting is that the divergence between oil and silver suggests the broader commodity cycle may still be in its early stages. If oil begins catching up to silver's recent strength, it could signal that the inflationary forces building within the global economy are becoming far more powerful than most investors currently expect. And when inflation accelerates across multiple sectors of the economy, the demand for tangible assets often increases dramatically. That is exactly the kind of environment where experienced investors begin quietly preparing long before the mainstream financial world fully recognizes what is happening.
The more extreme these corrections are going to get. But if you look at a few years back, it would have taken a long time for the market to recover. Like you talked about how we dropped from like 55 or 54 to 45, and then it came back really quickly. This time around, I guess we dropped from 121. I think the recent low was around 64, if I'm not mistaken, and now we're at 84. Yes, it's taking a little longer, I think, than in December, or it was in October when it dropped 54 to 45, but that's because it's been such a much bigger move. So, yeah, I think the other thing as well, in the end of January, there's a lot of coordination between the bullion banks to make sure they got gold and silver down, because especially silver, because they were caught short and they needed to get it down, so they to cover their paper shorts. And the problem with that is there's still heavy physical demand for silver, which we didn't have years ago. People were okay just trading paper. Yeah, so the more they try to knock it down, the more the people like the Indians and the Middle Eastern countries and China, the more they will want to buy the silver, because the higher it goes as well, the price, the more interesting it becomes as a monetary reserve, because it's at $100, it's easier for central banks to keep silver than at $20. It's not as bulky. And the industrial demand situation hasn't changed. There's a silver deficit. And also the geopolitical uncertainty and all the proxy wars and all the you know, talk of wars should help silver, because silver is really important, not just for industry, but also...
At this stage, something very interesting is happening beneath the surface of the silver market. While headlines focus on volatility and short-term price swings, many experienced investors are doing the exact opposite of what the average trader does during uncertain markets. Instead of panicking or trying to time every small move, they are quietly accumulating silver. This strategy is not new. In fact, it has been the approach used by some of the most successful investors during previous commodity bull markets. They understand that before a major price expansion takes place, there is usually a period of confusion where the market moves violently, shaking confidence and discouraging new buyers. During this phase, prices can swing dramatically in both directions. But underneath that turbulence, something important is happening. Physical supply begins tightening while long-term investors steadily build their positions. One of the biggest reasons investors are watching silver so closely right now is the growing supply deficit that has been developing in the market. For several consecutive years, global demand for silver has exceeded the amount being produced by mines. Industrial demand continues to climb, as new technologies require increasing amounts of silver for electronics, renewable energy systems, and advanced manufacturing. At the same time, new silver discoveries have been relatively limited, and bringing new mines online can take many years. This creates a structural imbalance where supply struggles to keep pace with demand. For a while, that imbalance can be absorbed by existing inventories, but eventually those inventories begin to shrink. And when that happens, the physical market can tighten very quickly. Another factor that many analysts are watching is the possibility of a pressure buildup in the paper silver market. For decades, large financial institutions have traded enormous volumes of silver through futures markets and derivatives. In many cases, the
amount of paper silver being traded has far exceeded the amount of physical metal that actually exists. Under normal conditions, this system functions smoothly because most contracts are settled financially rather than through physical delivery. But if demand for physical silver increases rapidly, that balance can begin to shift. More investors may start requesting delivery rather than simply rolling over contracts. When that happens, the gap between paper supply and physical supply becomes much more important. If enough pressure builds in the physical market, it could force a repricing of silver as the market attempts to attract new supply. This is why some analysts believe a potential short squeeze in the silver market is not just possible, but increasingly likely if demand continues rising while supply remains constrained. This is also why many experienced investors are not waiting for confirmation from the mainstream financial media before taking action. Historically, by the time silver rallies become obvious to everyone, a large portion of the move has already occurred. The biggest gains often happen during the early stages when only a small group of investors recognizes what is developing. What we may be seeing right now is exactly that kind of quiet accumulation phase. Volatility keeps many investors on the sidelines. But behind the scenes, supply deficits are growing, industrial demand continues expanding, and financial uncertainty is pushing more investors toward tangible assets. And if those trends continue, the silver market could eventually reach a tipping point where demand overwhelms available supply. When that moment arrives, price movements can accelerate very quickly, sometimes in ways that shock even seasoned market observers. Which brings us to the final and perhaps most important question of all. If all of these forces continue building at the same time, debt expansion, geopolitical instability, inflationary pressure, industrial demand, and tightening supply, just how high could silver ultimately go if the financial system enters a full-scale hard asset revaluation?
It was President Trump signed an executive order to make it more clear for fund managers where they can invest 401k funds. And I think there's about 10 to 12 trillion in 401ks. And I think it was the Department of Justice. I'm not sure which department was supposed to come out with some kind of guidance by February this year. So it's not that they can't invest in this sector, the fund managers, just that they haven't really felt comfortable doing it regulatory-wise. But now with this executive order, I think it's going to be, there's going to be more certainty. So I think a lot of fund managers are going to have to ask the question. Because, as I said in my video recently, gold and silver and the miners are already outperforming in 2026, the rest of the market, and they did the same thing in 2025. So how long more can these people ignore gold and silver and commodities? And I guess that really coincides with this new environment from the executive order. So yeah, I think there's a lot of room. A lot more room, and I think we're still in the first innings or so of the precious metals and commodity bull market.
Another shift that is quietly taking place in the background is the gradual movement of capital away from traditional financial assets and toward tangible assets. For decades, investors have been heavily concentrated in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets because those markets delivered strong returns during a long period of economic expansion and relatively stable monetary policy. But the environment that supported those gains is beginning to change. When you look at the performance of financial markets recently, an interesting divergence begins to appear. Major stock indexes have struggled to gain strong momentum, with some markets barely moving higher or even drifting lower over the course of the year. At the same time, precious metals have been showing far stronger performance. Gold and silver have both posted significant gains while traditional markets remain uncertain. This kind of divergence often signals that investor psychology is beginning to shift. Investors are starting to ask a simple but powerful question. If government debt continues to grow, if inflation remains elevated, and if geopolitical tensions continue to increase, are traditional financial assets really the safest place to store wealth anymore? That question alone can begin to change how capital flows through the global financial system. Historically, large institutional investors tend to move slowly at first. Pension funds, hedge funds, and large asset managers rarely rush into new positions all at once. Instead, they gradually begin reallocating small portions of their portfolios. But even small reallocations can have enormous effects when the asset being purchased is relatively small in size. And the silver market is extremely small compared to the broader financial system. The total value of global equity markets runs into the tens of trillions of dollars. Government bond markets are even larger. But the entire annual silver market is tiny in comparison. This means that if even a small percentage of capital begins shifting towards silver, the price impact can be dramatic. Another factor driving this shift is the growing awareness that many traditional assets are heavily dependent on the stability of the financial system itself. Stocks depend on strong economic growth and stable corporate profits. Bonds depend on governments maintaining confidence in their ability to repay debt. But when investors begin questioning the long-term sustainability of those systems, they often look for assets that exist outside of them. That is where hard assets come into focus. Gold and silver do not depend on corporate earnings. They do not depend on governments maintaining balanced budgets. Their value comes from their physical scarcity and their historical role as stores of wealth during times of monetary instability. What we may be witnessing right now is the very early stage of a broader capital rotation, a slow but meaningful shift where investors begin diversifying away from purely financial assets and toward tangible assets that can hold value even if the financial system experiences turbulence. These kinds of rotations do not happen overnight. They often start quietly, almost invisibly, before gaining momentum as more investors recognize the same underlying risks. But once momentum builds, the movement of capital can accelerate very quickly. And when that acceleration happens in a relatively small market like silver, the resulting price movements can become extremely powerful. But there is another factor that could amplify these shifts even further, and it comes from a surprising place within the commodity markets themselves. Because when analysts examine the relationship between silver and another critical commodity, oil, they are noticing something that rarely happens and may be signaling a much larger repricing across the entire commodity complex.
I mean, when I started the channel back in 2015, I did videos every day, and the viewers get used to it. So you keep, I try to post every day. I'm the home of alternative economics, like you said, and contrarian views. And I usually do a live stream Sunday night, London time, which is around, 3 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. And I also, in the last year or two, I've been interviewing people as well a lot more. So I bring in interesting guests to the channel. And and I'm also on Twitter or X, quite fairly active there. My handle there is @Maneco1964.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, Mario, are there any last thoughts you'd like to leave with our viewers?
Yeah, make sure that you do have some hard assets, because it's really serious, because the debt situation is really bad. The war situation is bad. And whenever there is big debts and wars, you get inflation and you get currency debasement. And if you don't have any hard assets, especially gold and silver, your savings will be...
As we step back and look at the full picture, it becomes clear why some analysts are beginning to talk about silver in ways that would have sounded unbelievable only a few years ago. Because when you combine every force we've discussed, the explosive volatility, the historic levels of global debt, the rising geopolitical tensions, the growing inflation pressures, the shift away from traditional financial assets, the tightening physical supply, and the enormous industrial demand, you begin to see a setup that rarely appears in financial history. Silver sits in a unique position within the global economy. It is both money and a critical industrial resource. When financial systems come under pressure, investors turn to silver as a store of value. At the same time, modern technology relies on silver for everything from solar energy and electric vehicles to advanced electronics and medical equipment. Very few commodities exist at the intersection of these two powerful demand forces. If confidence in fiat currencies continues to weaken as government debt expands, investment demand for silver could rise dramatically. Even a small shift of global capital toward precious metals would have an outsized impact on the silver market, simply because the market itself is so small. Trillions of dollars sit in stocks, bonds, and other financial assets. If just a fraction of that capital begins moving toward silver, the price could respond with incredible speed. This is why some analysts are beginning to discuss scenarios where silver does not simply move to $100, but potentially far beyond levels most investors currently imagine. In extreme monetary environments, where currencies lose credibility and investors rush toward tangible assets, precious metals can experience revaluations that seem almost impossible before they happen. History has shown that when hard asset cycles truly begin, they often unfold with shocking intensity. Now, that does not mean a thousand nanista. Dollar silver price happens tomorrow, or even next year. Markets rarely move in straight lines, and there will almost certainly be more volatility along the way. But what Mario Inecco and many others are pointing out is that the underlying pressures within the financial system are building. And silver historically responds very aggressively when those pressures reach a breaking point. The real takeaway here is not simply about a price target. It is about understanding the environment we are entering. A world of rising debt, currency instability, geopolitical conflict, and structural resource shortages creates conditions where hard assets begin to matter again in ways they have not for decades. For investors who recognize these shifts early,
The opportunity lies in preparation rather than prediction. Watching the signals, understanding the forces driving the market, and positioning before the broader financial world fully wakes up to what may be unfolding. If you found this discussion valuable and want to stay ahead of the major shifts happening in the silver market, make sure you subscribe to the channel so you never miss the next analysis. And as always, remember this content is for informational purposes only, and you should always speak with a qualified financial professional before making any financial decisions, because this is not financial advice.